Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. Expressing ourselves through art is healing, and it celebrates our cultural heritage, it educates, and it connects us to one another, fostering understanding among people from different backgrounds. My guest today, Shreya from Phoenix, understood this and created ArtSphere, which provides programs to boys and girls clubs, schools, and camps in her community to spread cultural awareness through art. Welcome back, everyone. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Shreya. She is speaking to me in very early hours before she goes to school in Phoenix, Arizona. I want to say thanks so much for getting up early for me. How are you, Shreya?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, all that good stuff. And then tell us all about ArtSphere. I cannot wait to hear about this. I just love creative organizations and using art to spread good in the world. So tell us about yourself.
So I'm a senior in high school right now, and I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I go to school at Xavier College Preparatory, which is an all-girls Catholic school here. And I started ArtSphere at the age of 15, I believe. And the reason it mainly started is because going to an all-girls Catholic school in Phoenix, Arizona, there wasn't much diversity at that school, and not many people knew about the various cultures, customs, practices of the other cultures and religions around them. So there was this club called WAX. It stands for We Are Xavier. And through that club, they try to spread diversity, equity, like awareness about different cultures. But there was a really big gap because the people that were running it weren't really aware. They were just kind of doing their own research online and trying to present on those things. And the people that were learning from that club also weren't getting the same knowledge that you would get firsthand from people that actually know about that culture.
Right. It's like reading a book about someone's culture and trying to spread it, as opposed to letting someone from that culture come and actually talk to you about it, right? So, okay. So tell me more.
So then from there, me and my partner, who was my best friend from middle school, we decided to start some type of art club organization. And that's what it started as, just an art club. And we applied to this fellowship program called the Dragonkin Foundation. And we didn't really think much of it. We just kind of hit the apply button the night before it was due. And we're like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Whatever. Then we ended up getting accepted, went through the whole interview process, and they brought us out to Vegas to do this leadership business training workshop thing. And when we got there, there were about three other teams that had basically the same idea as us, just have an art club, you know, do something with schools, kids, things like that. And then we started thinking, what personal touch can we add to this club? What do we know about? What have we experienced? And how can we make it truly ours and different from everybody else? And then we started thinking about cultural art and spreading cultural awareness through art. And from there, like, that idea just stuck in our minds. We talked to our mentors, and they really loved it as well. And we knew so many different types of cultural art just because of the people we'd grown up with, the things that we personally do. For example, I'm a cultural Indian dancer, so I've been doing that since the age of 7, and I'm about to graduate. So that's actually one of the activities we did in ArtSphere. But so then we kept rolling with this idea, started planning out workshops, and the more research we did, we realized that there were so many more cultural art forms than we had ever thought of, from different regions of the world, different regions of Phoenix. And we did our own research, and more than that, we consulted the people that actually been practicing these cultural art forms. And we hosted these workshops. The first one we hosted at the Boys and Girls Club of Phoenix, I believe. And that was a great workshop. Almost 200 kids came out, and we talked about Mexican cultural art forms. So we did alebrijes. We did, I can't remember the name of the dance, but we did a type of dancing, and we had one of our friends who actually grew up dancing come and perform for all these kids, which is really great. And we did a lot of different crafts. We did Dia de los Muertos activities. And from there, we moved on to various other locations in Phoenix and started doing different cultures and different art forms.
So you also do visual arts as well, obviously. So do you bring in, how does it exactly work? Is it after school? Is it on the weekends? How do you promote the events? Like, tell me more about the logistics.
So we mostly did a lot of our events over the summers, and we kind of just took it wherever we were. So for example, at the time, this was last summer, I was living in Phoenix, obviously, and we just had events on the weekends around the Phoenix area. And then we also brought it to summer camps that kids were doing on the weekdays. We were able to come to our work, come to the center that they were already going to, and then be exposed to this as opposed to signing up for it, as many kids don't really know about these different opportunities. And then this is a great story. One time, this was last summer as well, I was in New York doing the summer program there. And the summer program that I had been at, there were a large number of Chinese students had come from China for that summer program, and they'd just come for the summer. And they were telling me how they were feeling homesick, and this is the first time they've been out of the country, and you know, it's a really different experience for them coming from a different country without their families and all, staying in the dorms, all of that. So I organized a small workshop in the community center there and just ordered materials straight to the center, and we were able to, they were able to share their Chinese culture with the rest of the students at that dorm, just different foods, different crafts, different art forms, dances, things like that. So it kind of can go on the road wherever you want it to be, you know?
Right, of course. What's your sort of range of ages?
So we mainly target kids all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade. So we've done as young as, I want to say, 4 years old at local foster homes. And then obviously high school students, juniors and seniors that also aren't as aware as they would like to be. So
absolutely. And tell me about the fundraising. So you mentioned you were in the program and you ordered in materials. So that takes some money. I know you've received some grants, the Riley's Way grant and all that good stuff. But other than that, is there a fundraising functionality? Do you take donations? Like, how does that part work?
So we mainly fundraise just through local restaurants and our school. So we've applied to a couple different grants, and I think we've raised around $10,000 in total just to run our programs, which has helped cover like almost all of the costs. But any other fundraising that needs to be done, we do it through neighborhood drives. I know this summer I went door to door handing out flyers to neighbors to get them to donate. And we've raised some funding from that, but the majority of the funding comes from grants.
Right. Well, no, it's such a beautiful program. And I think to myself, like, if a corporate sponsor wanted to be involved in this, you know, Michael's Crafts shop or, you know, something like that, like, this is what a beautiful opportunity to use art to spread sort of understanding and connection between people and communities. I don't know, that just feels like this could build and grow into something really wonderful. So what do you see as the future for this? You're a senior, you're applying to college, you know, you're going to go off and start your big adventure. How do you see this program continuing in the Phoenix area and maybe expanding into other communities?
I would love to pass it down just to another high school student or middle school student that's interested in taking up the cause and promoting awareness. But I know I already have a couple different people in mind just to take over when I go to college, and I would love to be involved as much as I can. Obviously, I said, you know, you could take this program on the road and bring it anywhere you want it to be. So I would love to do a couple different workshops wherever I go to college, but I would love for Phoenix to be the home base. So hopefully somebody here will keep carrying out the workshops and carrying out our mission as well.
Absolutely. And as you pointed out, you and your co-founder and other volunteers that you have, when you go off to college, you can start an art sphere club at your college. And again, you know, you're going to see this kind of stuff happening because there'll be affinity groups on college campuses. I think because college campuses attract people from all over the world and all over the country and all different cultures kind of mixing in this melting pot. But just to have a place where art is the focus of it is really, really beautiful. Well, Shreya, can you tell us, did you face any challenges when you were setting this up? You know, was there anything that you were surprised by either in the positive or the negative?
Yes, for sure. So our first challenge was just getting people to take us seriously. Obviously, as sophomores at high school at the time, nobody really thought like we could do what our you know, a project was meant to do. So we've reached out to so many people, different Boys and Girls Clubs, centers, foster homes, schools, and a lot of people said no to us at the beginning, but you know, it only takes one. And once we were able to get one person to say yes, we just kept going from there and kind of building up our own resume of sorts to show people that we have accomplished these things. We will continue to do these things. And not only that, but we have the drive and motivation in us just based on our own personal experiences to keep going. And the second challenge was, you know, communication. So me and my partner didn't always get see eye to eye on things. And obviously our own personal lives, you know, took a big toll on our vision and art sphere. And it wasn't easy just to carry it out with just the two of us. So we were able to get a lot of volunteers after that. And we started thinking about how we can bring more people into our mission, how we can make more partnerships, collaborations. So it wasn't just, so all the work wasn't just falling on us. And then the third thing I would say is, you know, I also wasn't really aware about some of like the stories that these kids were facing. I know on a local visit to this foster home, we were talking with about, I think, 8 to 10 kids, and they're all living in the same home. And, you know, these kids were telling us about how they had been there for a long time, how they wanted to reconnect with their parents, about, you know, how they haven't seen their friends, family in, you know, this many days, or some of the bullying they were experiencing in school. And me personally, I wasn't aware of any of that, like, or exposed to that before, you know? So it was just challenging to see, you know, some of the circumstances that the kids we were helping were facing in their personal stories and their personal lives. So that was also pretty difficult.
Well, and right, if you have no exposure to the foster care system, you know, if you're lucky enough to live with your family of origin and have a safe home, a loving home, it's hard to fathom these children being taken away from their families and living with strangers and maybe moving multiple times, not being with siblings, et cetera. But also, I just want to bring it back to your beautiful work. Like, what a nice opportunity. We know that art is so healing, right? And it's so joyful. It's all good. I'm just applauding you for, like, you know, offering these young people who were going through such a challenging time the opportunity to express themselves and to share their culture. Like, it's just such a beautiful, art is really something that can heal and save us. Well, Shreya, this is such a beautiful story. I'm wishing you the best of luck in all the things and finding someone to take on this work as you move through into the college process. Why don't you tell us where people can learn more, how they can reach out to you, how they can donate, follow on social media, maybe if they'd like to start a chapter in their own school somewhere across the country. So tell us all of your information.
So we're on Instagram right now, and our handle is at ArtSphere 2024. So you can reach out to us through there, you can DM us, and I believe we have a link open on our Instagram somewhere where you can sign up to volunteer or start a chapter, something like that. Right now we're in the process of starting our own website, so that's something we're gearing towards but haven't quite reached yet. So hopefully in the coming months we'll have that up and running, but until then you can reach us through social media.
Amazing. I will have all of that in the show notes. Shreya, I'm wishing you the best of luck. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.